Welcome back to the number one podcast done on a balcony, Wins Lunch. My name is Spencer, and I'm happy to be here. I'm alive. I'm well. I mean, I'm the number one host on the number one balcony, so I don't have a lot to complain about. I have everything that I've literally ever wanted in life. So, yeah. Our wonderful co-host, Matheson, is still not in L.A., I know, crazy. But he did book his flight to come back next week, so that's great news. He just kept getting drum jobs on the East Coast, and you know what they say about money. You know, fill in the blank. It talks. Money talks. Abe Lincoln, Dwight D. Eisenhower, the guy with the powdered wig, whatever his name was. Look, maybe I'm just a romantic, but I miss my friend. I miss my friend Matheson. So Matheson, when you listen to this, if you don't come back, you're dead to me. Moving right on. Look, man, if you're listening to this, you know me. And you know, my brand new song, Flower, is out in the world. Flower. Yeah, you know it. You've heard it before. It's written from my heart. It was put out 2 days ago, so it's very, very new. And, you know, it's a special song to me. I've had this song for a while. You know, it's got a catchy... You're still a flower. Not a big deal. Great harmonies. Not a big deal. All me. Not a big deal. Don't want to talk about it. I did all those harmonies. Regardless, so excited that I have a new song out. This is the second single from my... from my album that I've been teasing you about for a long time. And, you know, I'm giving you all different kind of flavors with these singles. The first one, everybody was this like anthem, you know, major chord song. And then now with this one, I'm giving you a kind of a darker, more dramatic theatrical side is how I like to describe it. When we were producing that song out, we were like, yo, this song is like a movie. How it moves and the verses are downtrodden and the chorus is so huge. And then the bridge, there's no second chorus because it just goes into the bridge. And it's a big surprise. And it changes time signatures. And nobody does that in pop music. They say, don't do that. But I said, you know, nah, dude, I'm going to do my own thing. So really excited that song's out. That song, Flower, I'm sure if you've heard it by now, you know what it's about. But Flower is basically about watching someone very, very close to me who I love so much sort of like shift into a person that I didn't really know anymore. And the thing about that is like you can only control certain things in life, and you can't control other people. You know, the only way that they figure out who they are and move through life is, you know, you gotta make mistakes, you gotta go through changes, you gotta do all these things, and you can't control as much as you like want to control other people. I remember when I was in like, I don't know, like eighth grade, seventh grade, freshman year, I had this girlfriend, and at one point she just, you know, like all eighth grade relationships, she stopped liking me. Big surprise. And I remember laying in bed being like, I wish I had a potion to make you love me forever. You can't do it. You're not allowed. It's not cool, you know, to do that. So don't go looking for potions. But that's basically what the song is about. Just like accepting that this needs to happen. It's sort of like a really like thrillery version of If It's Meant to Be, They'll Come Back to You kind of thing. But this is the heartbreak part of that thought process. You know, I wrote this song with a couple fantastic gentlemen, Keaton Stromberg, Jeff Warburton, and Sam Fisher. And we wrote it in 2019, as hard as that is to believe. It used to be like a song on just a dwindling like electric guitar. And I wanted it to be more dramatic. And then it kind of like went away for a while, and it kept sticking out in the back of my mind because I knew how special it was. But I'm just so glad that it's out, and that it's out how it is now, and just so in your face. So if you're listening to this, go stream Flower. Go stream a modern day pop opera song, because we're doing it. I'm streaming it all the time. Stream it 24 hours. Put the volume at level one and go to bed. That's bad to say that, but do it, please. Make a TikTok with it, you know? I've made some. I'm going to post them. And you're listening to this on Monday, Tuesday, whatever. There might be a music video coming. And it may be pretty different than what you're used to, in a good way. And I'm going to take a drink of my sparkling water. So I'm going to do that again. And then it's going to have like a little explosion noise. There might be a music video. Now we're going to have the air horns. There might be a music video. Yeah, I'm not joking. Go stream Flower. Love ya. You're the best. What did I do this weekend? I, of course, was working on a music video this past week, and doing a bunch of recording and social media stuff. And last night I went to one of my dear friends, Sabrina Carpenter. I went to her concert, and it was fantastic. It was at the Wiltern here in Los Angeles, and it was a great night, man. It's so cool to see people that, like, some of this music she had shown me like a year ago, and it was cool to watch, like, from the demo going to like this like huge venue and watching all these fans sing it. It was just so rad to watch that from the outside. And that's why I show all my friends, not all my friends, some of my friends, because I don't trust all of them, some of my new music, because I want that experience for them too. But we had a great time. Shout out Sabrina, you're the bomb. What else did I do? I joined a new gym, guys. I joined a gym called Equinox, and it's like a bougie gym. I mean, it's just so bougie. Like eucalyptus towels, steam rooms, spin classes in there. You know, everything else. I don't have any other examples, but just like everything that you can ever imagine, like the nicest kind of like soap and shampoo and body wash and stuff ever. And it's brand new. So I'm liking it. It's a little crowded, but every YouTuber in Los Angeles goes there. So if you want to see someone that was really popping on Vine, they're going to be there. And that's cool. You know, I think it's cool. But it's been really like gloomy in LA, which I like, because I'm from Ohio, and we're used to having most of the year be gloomy. But it's you know, my gym's a little further away, so I'll run there, and it's just like nice and cloudy, and it's just like, oh my god, I'm so ready for fall. I run through this like old neighborhood, and I'm a big seasons person. I do like the summer, but for whatever reason, I was ready for the summer to move on. I don't know if you guys felt the same way. But I just love fall, and I love Halloween, and I love like how it starts to get chilly. Although it starts to like get down to like 70 here in LA, and then the next day it's like 89, and we just can't get a break. But whatever. That gloom has actually caused me to, I don't know if I talked about this in the last episode, but I am an AMC Stubs member. I think I did, actually, movies are free for me. Movies are free. Well, they're $24 a month, but they're free, unlimited. I went to go see, so I'm a big horror movie fan, and like, I like the classics, like the 70s, 80s, 90s ones. Another sparkling water drink break. Thanks for being there for me during that. I wore like this, like little, this hat that I have. It's kind of like a French, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a knitted motorcycle hat thing. And someone said I look like a French bread boy today. So that's how I'm feeling. You know, there's for sure worse things to be than that. I don't mind that at all. Anyway, yeah, so I'm a big horror movie fan. My favorite one ever is Halloween, the 1978 classic, and it's a massive franchise. They made 13 movies now, and the 13th just came out. So I was very excited to see it. I saw it the second night it came out with a big group of friends. One of my friends wore like the Michael Myers mask and had like a fake knife. That was a little questionable, but it was like wooden. So, you know. Anyway, we go to see this movie and it starts out really great. The first like 5 minutes are insane. I love Michael Myers. I love Halloween. This was a steaming pile of chili. This was when you go to a concert and the concert gets canceled after the first song. This was you buy new jeans, like, and you were just like, oh my God, dude, these fit perfect. Like, these are hugging in the right places and flowing in the right places, and you are just walking your ass, you know, through the mall, or you're just walking your ass through a bar, and they rip at the crotch. That's what this movie was. One more. This movie was, you're wearing a white shirt, you're on a date, and you spill soup on your shirt. That's what this movie felt like. I've never been so disappointed in a movie in my life. It just was bad. And that's what I'm saying is, like, I love these movies. So that is saying a lot coming from me, a true lover. So Halloween ends. As much as this pains me to say it, don't go see it. I guess it's kind of fun to watch. Like, it's fun. It's kind of fun, but I don't know if that outweighs all the bullshit. Like, man. It was rough. So don't go see that. But do see Barbarian if you haven't seen that. I know I've already plugged that one. Also, another horror movie that I saw, and I highly recommend this. Not the best movie I've ever seen, but like really some of the best jump scares ever. Smile. Go see Smile. It is a fun watch. I went to a movie theater that had a bar, so I actually got a drink. Me and Keaton got drinks, and we were watching it. And I mean, the jump scares were pretty intense. They literally made me almost like spill my drink a couple times. But it's just a really fun watch. That movie was actually supposed to go straight to like streaming, like Hulu. And it tested so well that they put it into theaters because it was doing so well. It was just a fun time. Like I said, not a perfect movie, but definitely worth the watch. The lead girl, Sosie, Sosie, insanely talented actor. So that was, I would highly recommend that. I would not recommend Halloween. I'm sorry, Michael Myers. Kill me, you know? I don't know. Speaking of Halloween, I am pumpkin carving tomorrow night, and that's going to be fun. You're never too old to pumpkin carve. You're never too old to trick or treat. I don't care what they say. And I'm seeing all these reports about, you know, there's edibles in my trick-or-treat, my kid's trick-or-treat basket. I don't believe you. I do not believe you. I feel like that's just like planted by the parents, because anybody that you know that loves edibles, they're not giving those away. They're one, too expensive, two, too good, and three, nah. I mean, I bet you it's happened before, but also, you know, everything's happened before. I've just been seeing all those reports, and I just like don't buy it for a second. And then I go to like the Instagram of like, you know how like the radio, like your whatever radio station in the town that you are will like post on their Instagram like news stories. It was on there, and all the comments were like, nah, this is fake. She planted it. And I had those thoughts right before. So don't worry about edibles. Also, don't like eat candy that's not in like a package. I feel like that's just 101 of candy eating. Like if someone gives you a Ziploc bag with like off-brand licorice, dude, why the hell would you eat that? If someone gives you a sucker that is unmarked, even that, dude, even if it's in a package, like, you know, like at the bank or I don't know, wherever. Yeah, the bank, where they have like suckers of all colors and you can just grab it at the front desk. I don't even trust that, because if you don't have a brand on there, what are we doing? Like, why am I? First of all, it's not going to be good. And second of all, it just feels, I don't know, man, it just feels weird. I just feel, it's always felt weird. I want to see like brand name bubble pop. Is that what it's called? The one with the bubble gum in the middle? I used to destroy those like sour apple ones. Oh my gosh, those are so good. My mouth just started watering. Or like, if it's not a Dum Dum, I don't want it. That's my new merch. If it's not a Dum Dum, I don't want it. Also, shout out last week's episode with Dean Z. Did you guys like that? That was so much fun, man. He's literally the number one Elvis in the world. And it actually, what's really strange is, not strange, but really cool, that episode got like, yeah, I think it's in like the top like 15 episodes of like listen numbers, which is really, really cool. I guess people are really interested, and like I am. And he's just the nicest guy ever. We're going to actually meet up here in a few weeks in Memphis, which is going to be great. But yeah, if you haven't checked that out, go listen to the last episode. It's with Dean Z. He's the world's best Elvis. And we just had a great, great, great time. Shout out Dean Z. So I think I'm going to get out of here. I know this is kind of a short episode, but I like to keep the solo EPs kind of short, because I am literally just buying time till Matheson gets home and we could talk about more stuff. Look, you got 5,000 pre-saves. I've got some work to do. I've got some work to do. But I told you, if you got 5,000 pre-saves, I would announce a tour. I said that, didn't I? All I can ask you is to be patient for a few more days. Week, maybe two, about a week probably, week and a half, 2 weeks. I don't know. I'm stumbling because I don't want to say a time that it's not going to be announced, but I may announce it. In the meantime, stream Flower 24/7, you know, don't stop. Even when people tell you to stop, kick them in the shins, rob them blind, and give them a swirly in the toilet like a 90s bully. Don't do any of that. Spread love. Show love. You know, kiss someone if they want, if you want, if anybody wants. And just stream Flower. And all I can say is that I love you. I think my one word of the day today is Sunday. It's Sunday when I'm recording this. But like I had a really Sunday. I walked to get coffee. I did laundry, which feels like a waste of time. But it's not. It's necessary as hell. And I went to the gym, and I've just been working on like some busy work stuff that I need to get done that's not like creative music work. So, yeah, I think I'd say Sunday is a good, like, I don't know, man, word. I love you guys very much. Thanks for listening to me. Thank you for streaming Flower. Don't stop. Get ready for the music video. Get ready for some more news, more new music. We are going full throttle. I love you. The balcony loves you. It's magical. It is the richest balcony, so it's not a big deal. I don't really want to talk about it, but it's not really a big deal. It's not. It's fine. I don't really want to talk about it. I love you very much. Matheson will be back. When's lunch? You tell us. When's lunch? When's lunch? When's lunch?